It was attractive to Hitler for a lot of reasons, because Blitzkrieg wasn't just a military strategy. It was also a diplomatic and economic strategy that would allow Hitler to fight wars of short duration against diplomatically isolated enemies without having to mobilize the German economy to its fullest. Hitler was convinced that one of the reasons that the old regime in Germany had collapsed in 1918 was that it had made too many demands domestically on the German population. The population had suffered privations all the way through the war, and as a consequence, what Hitler wanted was not a long, protracted war, but a short, lightning war. He could have the economy function as a kind of business as usual, without having a full mobilization of economic resources, without having rationing, for example. It allowed Germany also to pursue what came to be known as a policy of armaments in breadth, but not in depth. Hitler in 1939 wanted war, but he didn't want war with England and France. This was not the war he intended. This was not the war he planned. Germany was not economically prepared for a major war in Europe. It had pursued this economic policy of armaments in breadth, meaning that it had developed aircraft, it had developed tanks, but not in depth. It hadn't prepared for a long, drawn-out struggle. He had simply had not intended to go to war with the Western powers, not at this juncture. So Blitzkrieg had offered him a very tempting way out of this socio-political and diplomatic dilemma. He could fight a short war. He could inflict a devastating defeat on a diplomatically isolated enemy without forcing a full mobilization of the German economy. The Blitzkrieg worked to absolute perfection in the campaign in Poland. This flat northern European terrain was ideally suited for the kind of tank warfare that the Germans unleashed in 1939. By October, the war in Poland was over. The Poles had fought heroically, in many cases fighting down to the last man. And as I think many of you have obviously seen, the photographs or the films of Polish cavalry on horseback riding out to do battle with German tanks. And, of course, the Russians, shortly after the Germans had secured their bit of Western Poland, Russian troops poured into eastern Poland, and the partition of Poland was completed. Hitler now believed that the war would come to an end. With the fall of Poland, Hitler renewed a diplomatic offensive in the West, calling upon particularly Britain to negotiate, arguing that, look, we have no desire for a war against France or against Great Britain. Germany has no objectives in the West, and Germany would be willing to negotiate. But it was not willing to go back to the status quo antebellum. It was going to deal with Poland as it saw fit. And as a consequence, the Western allies were unwilling. Even Chamberlain, who desperately wanted to find some solution short of a general war, would not enter into negotiations. Britain and France prepared now for what they saw as the inevitable onslaught from the German Wehrmacht, from the German military forces. But it didn't come. The fall of Poland passed. Fall turned to winter. Winter turned to early spring, and there still was no war in the West. It was a period that came to be known as the Phony War in England, the Drôle de Guerre in France, the Sitzkrieg, the Sitting War in Germany. Would Germany move west? Would this war against Poland, thus far a local war, be transformed into a continental-wide war? That was the question that haunted Europe as the spring of 1940 broke on the continent.